This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Well, thanks for joining this week's radio show. Remember, this is the final word in small business. For those keeping track, this is show number 404. This episode is provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. And I've got to mention that this month, there's going to be a great event. In fact, it starts tomorrow from the 14th to the 16th in Scottsdale. You're going to be able to learn the best way to build, manage, promote, and profit from your business. If you're interested in going to the best conference of the year, go to www.nextcon.nextiva.com. Well, on today's show, a lot of small business owners have service and retail businesses, and they all have the same dream. They want to sell franchises to their business model. They dream that it kind of works like this. They sell their brand and process for big bucks, and then they sit back and just collect a share of the profits from the franchises. But the question is it that easy, or in practice, is it a lot different? Plus, when I talk to small business owners, one of the biggest keys to success they always come up with is that they need to have a mentor. But a lot of them have a hard time finding one. On today's show, we'll talk about the perfect solution for you. Plus, one of the biggest things that small business owners suffer from is stress in their business and their lives. We can make it go away, but can we actually reduce it to live a happier and more successful personal life? But first, are you fulfilled in your daily business? I don't mean happy in your current job or company. I mean really fulfilled. You can't wait to get to work every day, and when it's over, you have that sense of accomplishment that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Well, if not, this next guest interview is exactly targeted for you. Bill Schiemann, PhD, is the CEO of Metrics Group and the author of Fulfilled, Critical Choices, Work, Home, and Life. He's a thought leader in human resources, employee engagement, fulfillment, having authored many articles and multiple books on talent management. Bill, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So, why is it so difficult for people to be fulfilled at work?
I think there's a lot of factors. If you look at people and generally ask about the work they do, about 80%, 85% say they like the work they do. But there's a lot of issues surrounding the work that make it difficult for people. And those could be the boss. It could be the way the company has changed its policies. It's those things that around the job that often create frustration.
So, Bill, in your research, how do you actually first define the word fulfilled? What does that really mean?
Fulfilled, we define it as being able to achieve one's dreams and create a lifestyle that brings exceptional happiness and inner peace.
Wow, that's a big thing to be fulfilled about. You say in your research that only 20% of the people actually feel fulfilled. Do you have to find fulfillment in your work, or can you say, all right, I'm going to go to work and just in order to make money, and then it's going to support my lifestyle, and other things outside of work are really fulfilling for me?
Here's the interesting thing. If you ask people about that definition of fulfillment, nearly 100% of the people want that. And as you said, just about 80% don't feel that today. And I think the biggest issue is having a sense of where you're going in life. And one thing we learned from this was that you can't separate out business from the rest of life. It was this sense of balance that people had, and that even if I'm taking a job like you suggested, that might be a short term, it's something to make money to get to something else. It's having that bigger vision that separated out the people who were more fulfilled than those who were less fulfilled.
But Bill, let's say that I don't really have the skills or the educational level to get a job where I can really be fulfilled in my life. What do I do then?
I think the issue is to think about where you want to be in life and begin to think of where I am today. What are the steps I could take? Some of them might be small steps. They might be taking a course at night. It might be mentoring, finding a mentor that will help you with some steps. That was a big one for so many people who were successful, is finding a mentor and being willing to ask for help and support. And I think another key factor here is being able to build a network of people, build relationships beyond, you know, the 1,000 Facebook friends. It's having friends who would go deeper that can be really confidants for you. But I think it's having that sense of where do I want to go in life, and what would be some steps to start moving me in that direction.
We're talking with Bill Scheman. He's the author of a book called Fulfilled, Critical Choices, Work, Home, and Life. And Bill, I love the title of the book because I really think that being fulfilled in life really is about making choices, right?
It is about making choices. You know, the reality is we spend probably a third or more of our life, probably half, more than half of our waking time at work. And so if work is not very fulfilling, it's very hard to have that in life.
I totally agree. Do you think that fulfillment is different for various generations like millennials or Gen Xers or baby boomers?
One of the things that was interesting is we expected to find bigger differences in millennials compared to, say, baby boomers, and we really didn't. I think there's some different, you know, part of it is really due to where they are in their lives. So their early stage, they're thinking about where to go, what choices do I have to make. One of the things that the people who've been around the block more said, if they were mentoring someone or they were advising a friend, a child, is, look, you know, start on something. Don't think you're going to have the perfect plan because the odds are you're going to have to change along the way.
Of course.
But get started and, you know, do something. And be careful. The biggest cautionary advice, do not follow the money. Start with the money, yes, and I need a good amount of money to make it in life. But then make sure you also are doing something that you're passionate about.
Yeah, I think that's the key. I've always told my two sons that, you know, for the first 10 years of your career, at least follow the dreams, because you get a lot less financial limitations on what you can do and see where those dreams take you.
Exactly, exactly. I have a friend, actually, who I grew up with in the Chicago area, and he lives out in California now. And he tried a number of jobs. You know what he ended up doing? His very successful career. Started as a coin collector, and he now has a coin business that he does quite well at. And it's just because he had this incredible passion to build it into a business.
Yeah, I think that if you follow the passion, you never know where it can go. Now, what role can small business owners actually play in the fulfillment for their team members?
I think a couple of things. One is selecting people. When you hire people, look for people who have a vision or values that are really consistent with yours, because otherwise they're going to come in, it's going to sound good, or I'm coming for the pay, but I'm not really that settled in. As soon as I arrive, I'm finding that, you know, we're not really aligned. The other one is get a sense of where the people are going and where they want to go in life, or help them think that through, because then I think you can help them build some skills and capabilities and be an advisor for those people. And then talk to them periodically about whether, you know, they're engaged in what they do and what would make it more engaging. You know, you asked me about the millennials. People are motivated by different things. Some love recognition, public recognition. Others really hate that. They want something private. Some of them are really, high growth track, others not. So I think it's understanding those differences.
Yeah, I think that's true, because a lot of small business owners, they pay lip service to caring about their employees, but they really don't. And I always say that you got to find out where your employee's bullet is, right? Why did they come to your company? And when they leave, what is that bullet they're going to put on their resume to say what they achieved when they actually were at your company? So you got to really care about what their dreams are. All right, so let's say people are listening to this conversation and they say, all right, you know, listen, I really do want to get more fulfilled in my life, in my career. What are some things they can do right now to start along that path?
I think one of the things would be take a time out from the craziness of everyday life. Very few people take the time to say, let me go sit for a couple of hours. Let's take a couple of hours this evening and say, let me turn off all the stuff and really start to think about where do I want to go in life? What would be my dreams? What would be something maybe idealistic, but you know, where am I today on that path, and how far am I away? And I think the other one is build a good plan and realize you're going to change it along the way, but start with a plan and say, here's what I need to do today. One of the things I find fascinating is asking people to track the time that they've put in on a weekly basis. Look at the time and where it goes. And if you were to come back and look at that later, would you say, what percentage of that time is propelling you toward what you really want to do down the road? and what percent of that time is really not taking you anywhere.
Well, Bill, I appreciate you being on the show. Where can people learn more about you and get more information on how to be fulfilled and perhaps some tools you have?
Sure. There's some more information on the website for the book, which is W. Scheman. It's SCHIEMANN.com. And also, we have a Facebook page that we started a few months ago called Fulfilled.Critical Choices. And that's a place where people can post stories and information, share resources, or their own personal experiences around fulfillment.
Well, Bill, I appreciate you being on the show, and I think it's very important steps to take. Thanks again.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up next, how to reduce the stress in your business. This is AM 560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the AM 560 Traffic Center.
Good Sunday morning. I'm Mary DeBanges with a look at your roadways. Traveling through Riverside, Harlem Avenue remains shut down in either direction. That's between 26 and Cermak Road. All of that due to an injury crash. Kennedy outbound, bumper to bumper from Cumberland out to the O'Hare extension. Remnants from an earlier injury accident now cleared. On the inbound side of I-57, the exit to the outbound side of the Ford remains shut until 8 a.m. Detour signs are posted. This report is brought to you by UPSJobs.com. UPS is seeking seasonal driver helpers throughout Chicagoland. Driver helpers typically work between the hours of 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. weekdays, receive competitive pay, and can get picked up along their route every day. No license required. Apply now at UPSJobs.com. Beautiful day on tap, mostly sunny skies and a high of 58. Currently 41 degrees. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You know, the world didn't stop while you slept. Get the first look at what's happening around the world and here at home.
Scene of a plane crash in the remote French Alps.
With Don't This Morning there. With Gordon
Cruz
Deal.
Told CNN that he will follow the text of the law.
It's the breaking news and business information you'll need to start your day.
Here now with a look at some of the stories we're following.
Each weekday morning, starting at 4, right before Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan and Amy at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he has finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@maltz.com. That's barry@maltz.com.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Maltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Maltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Did you know 40% of all cancer could be prevented? That's a fact. Along with maintaining appropriate body weight and regular exercise, the American Institute for Cancer Research and the USDA confirm that eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day is the key. Now ask yourself, am I at risk? How many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today? Balance of Nature has solved this problem and provides an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different whole fruits and vegetables every day.
Call now to find out how to get your free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Call now, 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code Chicago.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, one of the biggest things that small business owners suffer from is stress in their business and their lives. We can make it go away, but what can we do to reduce it to live a happier business and personal life? Here to help is Amy Vetter, has learned how to live an authentic business life by balancing work and her personal life with creativity, including music, painting, and yoga. She's a third-generation woman entrepreneur with diverse experience, including owning her own yoga studio, accounting practice, and other business ventures. She's been recognized as one of the top 100 influential people for two years in a row by Accounting Today and was selected twice for the Outstanding 40 Under 40 by CPA Technology Advisor. Amy, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, usually yoga and accounting don't go together.
Exactly.
So how did that come about?
So I, like many entrepreneurs, very hard worker, worked too many hours in a day, driven to achieve results that I wanted and had possibly perceived I wanted. And at a certain point in my life, I ended up having a moment where everything changed, and that's when I had my second son and actually got sick from the pregnancy. And because of that, it slowed me down. And I started going to yoga because it was one of the only things I was allowed to do from what the doctor told me that I could do. And what I quickly found with yoga, and this could be, in anybody's life, you find the thing that helps you slow down. But once I did yoga or went to a yoga practice, I really didn't want to go back to work where, prior to that, I would work all day, come home, eat dinner with the family, put the kids to bed, and then keep working till midnight. And instead, I found that yoga really changed the inside of me to really want to balance my life better. And what I also found was because of balancing my day, I was actually more productive, because working more hours doesn't mean that you're actually more productive. It just means that you're working more hours, and your mind a lot of times needs that balance to be able to think of new ideas and give it space.
And I think, Amy, that's what a lot of people really miss, because they think that being busy is being productive, but it's not the same thing, is it?
No. A lot of times talk about this with business owners, and it's really the whole theory of diminishing returns. So, you can keep thinking you're multitasking, but technically you can only complete one thing at a time.
Exactly.
And when you're not really present in what you're doing, you end up actually not accomplishing as much as you set out, to do for the day.
Now, you talk about several ways to really reduce your overall stress in the business. And one is obviously, focusing on being productive, not busy. But one of the other things you talk about, which I think is really important, it says don't take money from family and friends to finance your business. Now, I've done that several times. And when you're successful, they think they're a genius. And when you're unsuccessful, they blame you. So there's certainly a lot of stress associated with that.
Absolutely. So, when you were talking about my background, I'm a CPA, and, what I found with many of my clients is that they would take money either from family or friends or even mortgage their house in order to get funds out for their business.
Okay, so I've done all three of those. It makes me...
So, and granted, that is, the way that most people try to find cash in order to start up a business. But the problem with it is there's so much emotional stress that comes into the business, and you're not always making the best decisions for the business. You're making decisions out of stress and feeling beholden that you could lose your personal assets, that you could let down the people that you love. And instead, you're working way too hard many times because of that, thinking you can turn it around, or you keep pushing against something that isn't the right way to go instead of stepping back and really trying to slow down, make sure that you're achieving the objectives that you set for your business. I think a really important thing is that your business has to be separate from your person. And what happens is, and I know as an entrepreneur, it's the same, for me as well, you become very emotionally involved in your business. And it becomes like your right arm. And you know, you make decisions from the heart rather than decisions from the brain a lot of times. So, you know, wherever you can to really separate those things and make sure that you think about the business as a separate entity and that you're making really good strategic decisions for that business and know when you have to pull out instead of keep gambling with your personal assets or your friends or family's money.
But this idea of being separate from your business, I think, is very difficult because let's say you've taken money from your friends and family. Whenever they ask you, Amy, so how's the business going? What are you going to say? It's going lousy? You say that it's going great. And I also I also think that it's harder. It's a lot harder for men to separate out their business from their personal life because there's a lot of men out there who are small business owners that define who they are by the work they do because they're not going to have children or something like that. What do you think and how do you keep that separate?
Yeah, and I would say the other thing that I've seen with men that are entrepreneurs as well is they sometimes have families and their families are taking this risk with them, you know, where they've left their job because they believe in this business and their family's believing in them and they can lose everything. So it definitely is hard to not be emotional. And some things that I would say is that you need to not do everything. And just because you're busy doesn't mean, again, that it's going after the right things. So it's really important that you step back and set like 3 to 5 goals for the year in order to achieve your objectives and make sure that everything you're doing lines up to those goals. And if it doesn't, then that is something you don't work on. And so just, you know, working around the clock on things that don't actually achieve your objectives really doesn't help your business. And this actually gives you some freedom to say no to certain things and know that you're working on the right things.
And Amy, I think that's really the key for any small business owner. It's not what you say yes to. It's what you say no to, just like what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think, you know, being an entrepreneur, you know, sometimes I've thought about it as being a gambler, right? Like, you know, maybe this next phone call is going to be that big hit, that big sale. And you know, keep trying for that next big thing that is going to turn around the business or make it better. And the problem is that you're not necessarily using that cash or the resources that either, you know, if you have gotten it from your family or friends or your house in the right ways, because you're just going after whatever comes your way. So it's really important to understand how you're going to utilize your time in the day and that you do, even if you can't work a regular day every day, you know, maybe you take 1 or 2 days a week and you say that I absolutely will not work past this point in the day. So I'm going home by 5 or 6 o'clock. Or if you're working out of your house, you actually shut the door to where your computer is and you're working and you go spend time with your family and friends, or you go to, you know, whatever sporting or creative outlet that you need to do so that you do, you know, give your brain some space and realize, yeah, I'm working on some things I shouldn't be working on.
And people don't really understand, Amy, how important that downtime is, because I find when I get away from work, that's the time where my brain gets to wander a little bit and I'm not so focused on tactical things. And I actually come up with the most creative stuff what I wouldn't even think of if I was actually in the middle of my work.
Exactly. I mean, so I run and that's what running does for me for some reason. So I won't even be intentionally trying to solve a problem. And as your brain, you know, just gets some freedom and some breath, oxygen, you know, you start solving problems that you weren't able to solve during the day. And all of a sudden you have these aha moments. And you know, and I don't want to say that everything is going to create that for you. You know, the intention of having that space is truly to use the other side of your brain, to give yourself a break, so that you don't drive yourself into the ground or burn out in your business.
Absolutely. I got to leave it there. If you want to get in touch with Amy, go to www.amyvetter.com. Amy, thanks so much for being on the show. This is AM560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
You need to understand that the way you build wealth is you do not use the evening news or CNN or Fox to set the tone of your emotions around your investing.
The Dave Ramsey Show.
If you're thinking of changing your investing patterns because you're watching the news, you need to turn off the news. You are in charge of your destiny.
Dave Ramsey. Weeknights starting at 7. Presented by Wintrust Community Bank on AM 560. The Answer.
News Radio, I'm Carmen Roberts. Emotions running high on the streets in several cities as protests continue over Donald Trump's victory. Police in riot gear in Portland, Oregon. Firing tear gas at anti-Trump protesters, throwing things at them. In Indianapolis, people focusing their anger at officers and yelling, kill the police.
Once those individuals that were trying to incite this crowd to attack the police were attempted to be taken into custody, that's when groups began to throw rocks at our officers and prevent that arrest from occurring.
Police Major Richard Riddle, 2 officers with minor injuries, 7 people arrested. Protest in other cities, mostly peaceful. And the push continues to retake Mosul. Iraqi troops converging from several fronts, trying to avoid waves of ISIS suicide car bombs. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the AM 560 Traffic Center.
Good Sunday morning. I'm Mary DeVangis with a look at your roadways. Traveling through Riverside, Harlem Avenue remains closed between Cermak and 26th Street. That's due to an injury accident. All of the expressways and tollways are delay-free except for the inbound side of I-57 where roadwork closes the exit to the outbound side of the Ford until 8 a.m. This report is brought to you by UPSJobs.com. UPS is seeking seasonal driver helpers throughout Chicagoland. Driver helpers typically work between the hours of 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. weekdays, receive competitive pay, and can get picked up along their route every day. No license required. Apply now at upsjobs.com. A beautiful day on tap. Mostly sunny skies and a high of 58 degrees. Currently a 41 downtown Chicago. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva. Simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Balance of Nature's Fruits and Veggies. I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. Best really? Thing I ever got in my... It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Call now, 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code Chicago.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Well, when I talk to small business owners, one of their key success that always comes up is having a mentor. But a lot of them have a hard time finding the right one. Here with a great solution is Darlene Panzita. She's the founder and president of DSP Clinical Research, who helps clients get drugs to market faster than competition with its aggressive approach, lean staffing model, and use of a fixed cost billing model. Darlene, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Why do you find that for small business owners, having a mentor is so important?
I think it's important because you need somebody to bounce ideas off of. Being a smaller business, that's usually hard to come by. You don't come across too many mentors that are really interested in being a mentor because they're just as busy working on their business as you are on your business. So I think having a mentor is important from the very start of having a business.
Do you think that the old adage that it's lonely at the top is true, or is there plenty of company, plenty of people that want to do your job and give you advice?
It's definitely lonely at the top, so I do agree with that. I think most don't want to give advice. Other business owners tend to not want to give advice, but they do want to share from their experiences. So as a business owner, I know I'd rather share some of the experiences that happened to me rather than telling somebody what to do.
Now, you actually share your experiences because you're part of a wonderful organization called Entrepreneurs Organization, EO. Tell us about that.
So EO, it's a great organization. I actually joined it about 5 years into my business when I started. And it's essentially a network of entrepreneurs. They're like-minded individuals. We get together once a month and we discuss things. We don't discuss from an advice standpoint, but it's more like a board of directors. So we're getting together. We all have different businesses and we're sharing what's going on in our business. And then we're getting experiences back from these same business owners on how things worked out for them. So just that process alone kind of gives you a different perspective when you have a problem and you're looking at that problem and how to solve it.
Yeah, when I owned my businesses, I was never part of EO, but we had a similar kind of group. And I found that what was most important about sharing with them is, first of all, you didn't seem so crazy because other people were going through the same things. Plus, they had resources to help you solve your problem. And I thought that was very beneficial.
Yeah, that's definitely the feeling crazy and that you're alone and in what's happening to you. That's probably the first thing, in EO is that we all say to each other, you know, when we meet each other for the first time, it's, oh, wow, I'm not alone in this. You know, everybody else is experiencing the same thing. And it's just, yeah, you're a business owner. That's what everybody goes through. But you don't know that until you're actually within a group of other business owners and entrepreneurs.
So give us, Darlene, some specific things you've learned through your EO group.
So I would say that one of the key things I learned through EO is that you're not alone. So if you do need help, that there's someone that's always been down the same path that you have, if not 10 other people have been down that path, they are always willing to help. And that learning, continuing education and learning about everything you do in your business is really important. So I probably increased my amount of continuing education when I joined EO, and I try and make an effort and say, you know, 3-4 times a year, I'm going to learn something new about running a business.
But Darlene, give us a specific thing that perhaps is not confidential that you went to the EO group and you thought that they gave you really good advice or you found some really good resources for it.
I would say the part of when I first started my business, I had really big challenges with staffing and how to find good staff, how to maintain staff. It felt like an impossible task. So with EO bringing that up during my forum meetings, you know, they provided so many different alternatives that I didn't consider. That, you know, staffing is probably the biggest challenge that somebody experiences as a business owner. And being prepared when you're hiring those staff is probably key, and aligning the different personalities up with the management team. So I learned a lot about staffing and how to hire the right people, how to, you know, not keep the wrong people when they're
exactly
there, and how long they should be there.
It's probably even more of a important situation is not to keep the wrong people. And it really is about establishing the right culture and bringing people in that fit that culture, not just their skills, right?
That's definitely it. And I would say, from my experience, when I started, the culture was important to me. I wanted a different culture than what was standard in the industry. But I also didn't know how to implement that culture. And going to my board meetings, my forum meetings, it's, okay, have you considered all of these things when you're bringing in a different culture? But that's probably the thing is, sounds like a good idea, and I'd like to make this particular culture, but is that something really feasible? And when you're talking to a group of 8 to 10 people who have done it, you rethink
it. It really helps a lot. Well, Darlene, thanks for being on the show. If you want to get in touch with Darlene, go to www.dspclinical.com. Darlene, thanks so much.
Thank you, Darren.
Coming up, we're going to show you how to get unstuck. This is AM 560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the AM 560 Traffic Center.
Good Sunday morning. I'm Mary DeBanges with a look at your roadways. Traveling through Riverside, an injury accident continues to block Harlem Avenue in either direction. That's between Cermak Road and 26th Street. Eden's either way clocks in at 19 minutes between Laycook Road and the junction. The Kennedy, Eisenhower, and Stevenson are all wide open. Let's take a look at the Southside expressways. The Dan Ryan, just 15 minutes apiece either side between 95th Street and the Burns Circle Interchange. Coming in or going out on the Bishop Ford, that's trouble-free. However, on the inbound side of I-57, keep in mind that overnight road work closes the exit to the outbound side of the Ford until 8 a.m. Detour signs are posted. Lakeshore Drive, north and south, wide open. A beautiful day on tap, mostly sunny skies and a high of 58. Currently pretty chilly and 40 degrees downtown. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva. Simplifying your business communications. Get a copy of Barry's new book, BAM, where he shows how social media and our self-service world has rewritten all the rules of customer service. The best marketing now is BAM, good customer service. Be the first to tweet Barry at Barry Malt and get a free copy of the book.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he has finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@maltz.com. That's barry@maltz.com.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Maltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Maltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Welcome back. You know, you and I are very much alike. During my many years of running my own company, I had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. For me, it was the moment of truth, and it was a painful realization. My business had flatlined, and I had no idea how to breathe new life into it. Does this sound familiar to you? You know, it was especially difficult for me since my customers were not getting the service I was so passionate about delivering to them. Secondly, and probably most importantly, I wasn't making any money. Finally, my stock business literally was sucking the life out of me. This was not exactly the way that I thought my business would turn out after reading all of those books. Well, it's kind of normal, sort of. During the life cycle of every single business owner, they get stuck from time to time. Do any of these things sound familiar? Take a listen. Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. It doesn't get much more frustrating than this. You have few new leads to customers coming in, and customers keep just fading away. You're burned out, and you're completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family is starting to suffer as well. You got to get off the roller coaster. I know what it's like to ride this entrepreneurial roller coaster. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be like that. I've had my ups and downs, and I finally cracked the code at getting unstuck and moving your business forward. Over the years, I have worked with hundreds of corporations and small business clients to help identify the sticking points in their systems so they can take their business to the next level. Throughout the decades of running my own businesses, I've identified six major areas where almost every small business inevitably gets stuck. This is the year that your business gets unstuck. As you journey through my breakthrough training series, I'm going to show you fast and easy and permanent solutions to get unstuck. Each module includes a guided PowerPoint presentation, a voice recording of me presenting this materials in front of a live audience, downloadable lesson notes, downloadable homework assignments, and audio recordings of the 100 best of Business Insanity Talk Radio over the last 5 years. Whether you learn best by watching, listening, or reading, there is a format for you. I've made it very easy for you to absorb the material and develop a clear plan of action of moving forward. There are six steps to a better business. This is what I'm going to guarantee you throughout this course. First module is about find new customers and grow the ones you got. You know the drill. When business is booming, you ignore sales and marketing. And then business slows down. And as a result, you go do sales and marketing. This is a hamster wheel to nowhere. Your business remains flatline and stuck as long as you stay on what I call the double helix treadmill. I'll show you how to grow your business by tossing out the old paradigms and traditional sales techniques through my easy-to-follow, step-by-step guide. I'm going to show you how to increase the revenue of your business without ever having to sell again. Module number two is finding money to manage your business. Because guess what? It's already there. As a small business owner, there's a great joke. It says, I sleep like a baby. I go to bed early and wake up at midnight screaming my head off. Does that sound familiar? Cash flow keeps a lot of small business owners up at night. We've all felt the crunch of following the Great Recession. Cash flow has slowed to a trickle. Bank financing is almost impossible. And customers, well, they're just taking longer to pay their bills. I have found that only 5% of small business owners actually understand the secrets to overcoming the cash crunch. Learning this module will always have cash to run your business. Module number three, building a team that lasts. One of the most difficult elements of growing a business is hiring and then holding on to the right employees. A good rule of thumb is to be slow to hire and quick to fire. Unfortunately, not many business owners follow this advice. Instead, they hire the first person that fits the role. Then when the employee doesn't work out, they hesitate to fire them, no matter how many team members think they are incompetent. I'm going to show you how to effectively hire, train, manage, and fire people to maximize the leverage in your business. Module number 4, customer service is the new marketing. While this may surprise you, the truth is that customer service is your biggest marketing tool. In this age of social media, traditional advertising really has become meaningless, and people are looking for earned media based on buyers' recommendations. In this module, I'll teach you how to create an effective customer service manifesto so your customer can be served at every level of your organization. Module number 5, you got to break that social media addiction. It's no secret. The World Wide Web can be a worldwide waste of time. Most small businesses have no idea what they're doing. I'll show you how to make sure you use social media as your new marketing voodoo. Module number 6, the real trick to all of this is boosting your productivity. Recent studies have indicated that multitasking can cause brain damage. At the very least, it prevents you from doing what you do best. It certainly doesn't allow you to get things done effectively. You see, here's the thing. Your employees will mimic the way you work. You could soon have a team filled with inefficient, multitasking workers all running around chasing their tails. Get the picture. I'm going to uncover ways to get more done in half the time. I'm going to make sure that you're productive, not just busy. If you want to be part of this wonderful program, go to www.barrymoltz.com/unstuck. Use the special value code 50 off WIND and get 50% off the price. You'll learn the exact steps you need to take today to move your business to the next level. I guarantee it. So if this is the year that you are really committed to getting your business unstuck and you still have some questions about how it can absolutely, positively change the way you do business, give me a call. I make available to all our business listeners a 15-minute free audit of your business and how I can help you get unstuck. The number is 773-837-8250, available to the first 5 callers. I guarantee this is your year.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he has finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@moltz.com. That's barry@moltz.com.
The biggest trap business owners face is that they are continually flip-flopping their time between working for customers and selling to find new business. As a result, when you are doing the work, the sales activity slows
to a crawl.
This double helix trap keeps businesses struggling for years. Learn the 7 strategies for breaking this trap. Contact Barry at barry@barrymoltz.com.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord. And when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, "I think we're in remission." I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code Chicago.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Moltz.
I find that a lot of small business owners have the same dream. They want to sell franchises to their business model. They dream it looks like this. They sell their brand and pick up big bucks and then just sit back and collect all the money on the sales. The question is it that easy, or in practice it is a little bit different? Here to help is Chris Connor, who has been franchising various businesses since 2002, working with hundreds of small businesses. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Barry.
Now, it is just that easy, right? You start a business, you have a little success, you sell someone the idea, and you sit back and collect money on the sales, right?
Not quite that
I
easy.
Wish. How does it really work?
Right. Well, so I have a great position, it's a fun position to be in. I kind of like to compare what I do to being on Shark Tank all the time. I get businesses that come to me that are looking at franchises. They're trying to figure out how they do this, whether their business model is ready for it. So I'm talking to companies about this exact question all the time. And one of the first things that I look at or ask people about is how dependent is the business on you? If you as an entrepreneur and a business owner are still doing everything, you're making the burgers, you're running the front of the restaurant, you're still ringing up the register, very hard to replicate it. So the first thing we'll look at is systems. You need to have good processes. You need to have good procedures in place. And usually you need to have great technology. If you don't have that, it's going to be hard to teach it to someone.
And so at what point is the right time to do this, when you have more than one location or after a certain number of years?
You know, I don't like to put a time frame on it, because I've had some great success stories that have franchised really in the first year of opening. We've got an ice cream concept right now that we franchised only after about 8 months of operations, and they sold 300 units in the last 3 years.
Wow.
It's a fun concept. It's different. It's exciting. Most of the time, our average client has about 3 years in business. They've got a profitable business model. They've got a little bit of a track record, and they can play on it. But my advice is really look at the market. Let the market drive you. If you are seeing opportunities to grow, if you've got customers asking you about the franchise, if you're considering opening up a second or a third or a fourth company location, that's when franchising should be in the running.
Well, Chris, I guess my question is, and I think a lot of small business owners ask the same thing, at what point should you say, oh, I'm going to franchise, or, you know, I'm not going to go the franchise direction, I'm just going to open up other locations as company-owned businesses?
We call that the crossroads. You have to make a decision. You have to kind of decide which route you're going to go with the business. I don't really believe in an all-or-nothing route. You absolutely can franchise while you're doing company-owned growth, while you're doing partnerships, while you're doing licensing deals. Franchising, in my opinion, is the best of pretty much any of the growth channels. It gives you control. You have the ability to take in investor money without giving up equity in the business. You have local brand equity. You have a lot of benefits to it. But there's still cases where company-owned growth makes sense. Usually, in an example like McDonald's, they own a third of those stores. And that number will fluctuate depending on the year. But they'll keep those high-volume stores. They'll keep those really high-profile locations. Secondary, tertiary markets will be franchised out.
Well, Chris, that's all the time we have. If you want to get in touch with Chris, go to www.franchisemarketingsystems.com. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Barry.
And thanks so much for all of you being on the show. I want to thank our sponsors, Nextiva, and of course our staff, Sarah Schaffrin, our in-studio producer, Jim Today, filling in for Debbie Schreiner, our marketing manager, Courtney Dury. If you're serious about getting your small business unstuck, give me a call on my private line. It's 773-837-8250. Remember, you got to love everyone. Trust a few and paddle your own canoe. Have a profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at barrymoltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio. Welcome to